And his family apparently got lost and went to Ohio. What happened with that? But literally, and Amelia Earhart, that incredible history. And I learned this morning, I didn't even know the aircraft that she was in, that she would be lost in, was actually a Purdue University aircraft. But I think of the great Gus Grissom, one of our pioneering astronauts. Neil Armstrong was educated in the Hoosier State. In fact, the state of Indiana, Purdue University, has educated more astronauts than any university in the world. That is really an incredible story. And now we're here today really celebrating, for the second year in a row at this great symposium, we're really celebrating not just the past, not just the present of aviation and aerospace, but the vibrant economy that has grown up around this industry today and the promise that it holds for the future. And I think the keys to that are really threefold, and that's what I'm going to talk about before I allow all of you to wrap up this really engaging morning today. And that is really, I think it's about the policies that we've advanced in the state of Indiana. I think it's about the outreach that we have made in recent years in this industry. And lastly, I think something that is really special in Indiana, and Tom, I hope you leave with this sense in particular. This is a state that, whether it's basketball or aerospace, we believe in teamwork. This is a state that believes in collaboration. And I think you can see in this room the collaboration of men and women who have come together in this industry in just the second time we've all gathered. And I think you see the energy around this industry today. So let me speak about a couple of those things and very briefly and let you get to the balance of your day. First off is outreach. You know, from the first day of our administration, we looked at this great legacy of aerospace in the state of Indiana. And as one of our panelists just said, we decided that it was time for us to double down on reaching out and telling the story about the state of Indiana. I mean, one of the lines I'm going to steal totally, and I'm not going to give Captain Elder any credit for it at all, is we're doing Southern California work in Southern Indiana. Would you give Captain Elder a round of applause? I'm so proud of Crane and the job that they do. Incredible. Really is incredible. But we decided it was time to start telling our stories, time to start reaching out. So the team came to me and they said, there's this great air show in Farnborough, England. And I said, you know, I've always wanted to go to Farnborough, England. So then I looked it up on a map to see where it was. I had no idea where it was. But it's the International Air Show. It actually bounces back and forth. It's incredible. The whole world of aviation comes together. One year it's in Farnborough, one year it's in Paris. And the team said, let's go over there. Let's fly the Indiana flag. So we did it. We took a jobs and economic development mission in 2014 over there. We took 50 aviation executives with us. We had a booth, and it was an extraordinary experience. I'll never forget the opportunity that we had to literally, I mean, people at Tom's level, people at the very height of this industry come, and I had the chance to literally meet with chairmen and CEOs of all the major aerospace space industries in the world, and to be able just simply to tell Indiana's story. Following that commitment, there was lots of good news that came that was greatly accelerated, I think, Victor, by those conversations. 2014, David Joyce came into the state of Indiana from GE Aviation, announced a $100 million jet engine facility in Lafayette, Indiana, that's already got 75 Hoosiers working at that new state-of-the-art plant for the new LEAP engines. And we couldn't be more proud of that. Their decision in 2014 is emblematic of decisions other companies have made. Just last year, Alcoa opened a new 320,000 square foot facility in LaPorte, expanding the company's reach to large commercial military aircraft, 329 Hoosier jobs. And Raytheon, who's so well represented here, had big news. Just last year, they announced that they were consolidating operations from the West Coast and moving them here to the state of Indiana, increased their team by 25%, 250 good-paying jobs in aerospace. Thank you, Raytheon, for making that commitment to the Hoosier State. We couldn't be more grateful. In fact, because of a lot of the outreach that we've been making, just simply flying the flag, telling the story of low taxes, sensible regulation, the best higher education system in the world, a commitment to workforce education, obviously the tremendous advantages that we have in logistics and in manufacturing In the last 2 years alone, leading aerospace businesses have actually announced that they're investing more than $900 million into Indiana and creating 1,200 new good-paying Hoosier jobs. It really is extraordinary. And these are really good-paying jobs, okay? I checked in preparation for this. The average wage of jobs with companies with manufacturing aircraft engines is $89,000 annually. I mean, this is good money anywhere in the United States of America, but in a state like Indiana with a low cost of living, that is a tremendous annual wage. And it's been supporting Indiana exports since 2002. Indiana exports for aircraft and the spacecraft industry have expanded at an average rate and annually of nearly 30%. I mean, that is an incredible clip. I mean, the truth of the matter is that this industry is on the move in the state of Indiana. And I think it's owing in part, not just to the policies we've advanced in the state of Indiana, but also to the outreach that we've been making in the state of Indiana. The last thing I want to highlight to everybody, and particularly those that are visiting from out of state, is the focus here in Indiana on teamwork, on collaboration. I really do believe the greatest thing about the state of Indiana is the people of Indiana. You know, this is a state where modesty is kind of built into our DNA. I mean, Hoosiers don't really care who gets the credit. And so when there's a job to be done, we just kind of roll our sleeves up and we just go figure out how it gets done. And we pull people together and we make that happen. And I think that's what you see in virtually every area of our state's economy and in businesses large and small. And that's especially true in aerospace in the state of Indiana. I think great evidence of that is the collaboration between the private sector in the state of Indiana, the state, and also our economic development efforts with our university systems. And I want to acknowledge here today, I think I might have spotted him over here, all that we're doing in economic development would only be possible because of the broad and bipartisan support of a General Assembly that believes in this industry. Senator Brent Hirschman is a great leader. There's other members of the General Assembly here. Would you give them a round of applause, because they sure do deserve it. But this collaboration that I'm talking about between the state and the private sector and our university system is you can find lots of examples of it. One of them is just a couple years ago when Purdue University launched their Purdue Research Park Aerospace District, which is exactly where that Rolls-Royce investment of $33 million is going to take place today. Purdue's Aerospace Park has been bringing together companies in industry with students, giving students an opportunity to have firsthand experience in these global companies. It's not just limited to Purdue, even though, I my son just graduated from Purdue about a year ago. We're still paying on that. I've got a vested interest at Purdue. It's actually been happening in universities at every level across the state of Indiana. And we commend Purdue for their visionary efforts, their aerospace district, and for that aviation day this Saturday. But up in South Bend, Indiana, the University of Notre Dame, after the announcement with GE Aviation, we put them together with Notre Dame, and they partnered to build the Notre Dame Turbo Machinery Laboratory. That's a $36 million project that's underway today. I think we're going to cut the ribbon and open that up this summer. It's become the nation's top research and test center for advancing technology in gas turbine engines. Just earlier this year, Vincennes University, where I'll be just tomorrow night, officially opened their new state-of-the-art aviation technology center at the Indianapolis International Airport. It's North America's top-ranked airport, we might say, for the fourth year in a row, number one airport in the United States of America. You could give her a round of applause. I do. I'm sure this is there. But Vincennes University just invested $6 million in this new aviation technology center, preparing students for careers in aircraft maintenance and flight. So really, from Purdue to Vincennes to Notre Dame, to Indiana State University that has a terrific aviation program. I mean, our universities, our businesses in the state of Indiana are full partners in creating an environment that is lifting up careers in this industry. And let me just say, and I'm very impressed with the students that are out here. You all look like engineering students, so I'm obviously very intimidated by all of you. But seriously, you know, careers in aviation are not just about the people that are designing the next great engine. It's also about people that can come in and work in those facilities at virtually every level. And it's one of the reasons we've put such an emphasis on career and vocational education in our high schools. $50 million increase, opening doors of opportunity for people to learn those technical skills that will allow them to come in and begin a career that may well end up in Tom's office someday, but can start right down on the shop room floor, making a difference in building these extraordinary machines that fly through the air and fly through the space. So I really do think collaboration has been a key part of our success. In the past and in the present, and will continue to be for the future. You know, it is our bicentennial year. I love to tell people that now for 200 years, Indiana's done two things especially well. We make things and we grow things, right? And the truth of the matter is that we've made a lot of stuff that flies. We've made a lot of stuff that goes up in the air and beyond the air. And that's going to continue to be true. Make no mistake about it, these 92 students in here who we can refer this morning to our target market, right, Captain Elder? And this is a state that's on the move in aerospace and in aviation, and we're really just getting started. I really think that the history of Indiana can be understood as being grounded in the soil, but always looking to the stars. That's what Hoosiers are all about. We're aspirational people, but we're people that take pride in what we do. I think the reason why aviation and aerospace has thrived here and why it will continue to thrive here is because really the character of the people of Indiana. I mean, Hoosiers take pride in what we do, what we make. And we're proud of the aerospace industry in the state of Indiana. And not just because we take pride in manufacturing, which Hoosiers do. We're not just a manufacturing state. We're a pro-manufacturing state, right? We're the leading manufacturing state in the United States of America by almost any way that you can calculate that. But I think for this industry in particular, it means even a little bit more to the people of Indiana. You know, I grew up down in Columbus, Indiana, just off of what was the old Bacalar Air Force Base. And right nearby there is Camp Atterbury. It was a military base in World War II. It would go on to be now one of the most celebrated National Guard deployment facilities and training facilities in the country. But I'll never forget from the time I was very young, that summer would come and you would hear the boom, the sonic boom of aircraft doing runs at Atterbury. You still hear them today, don't you, Cap? I mean, you'd see parachutes dropping as people were out there training. But when we'd hear those booms, either of the artillery or of the sonic booms of aircraft, neighbors in my neighborhood would always look at you as the windows rattled and say, "That's the sound of freedom." And that's how Hoosiers feel. I really believe that in Indiana, we're proud of all of our manufacturing industry, but we stand a little taller in the role that we play in our national defense. And the pride that we take that Hoosier craftsmanship is assembling the very aircraft that are carrying our courageous men and women into the skies to defend our country. I got to tell you, I sleep a little bit better at night. Not just as a governor, but as a dad. Because one of those airmen in uniform is my son, who graduated from that aviation program at Purdue University, got his commission about a year ago, and now he's training as a pilot in the United States Marine Corps in Pensacola, Florida. The truth is, I'll pass along your encouragement to him. And I thank you for that. But I'll tell you what, I do sleep better at night knowing that the aircraft that's carrying my son aloft in the years ahead and at this very hour in far and distant places around the world is carrying our best of this generation to defend this nation. It's an aircraft that was assembled by Hoosier hands. And we're going to continue to see that grow. So let me say, aviation and aerospace are cleared for takeoff in the state of Indiana. I believe our third century will be our greatest century of flight yet. Thank you all for being here today, and God bless you.